Blog Talk Radio.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point good.
Enough?
Bend over.
Y'all ready for this?
We do it all night long.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
SinCityRadio.com.
Get rid of the Doc Spruce, man.
I
don't want that shit to play no more. It was one of those, you know, get it up there, but as you can see, I got a little more work to do to it.
Yeah. But anyway, on to another edition of Sin City. Like I said, y'all, you know how it is. It's Wednesday, we're getting it in like we always do about this time. What's good, homeboy?
I can't call it. What's happening, Janine?
Hello.
Hey, baby, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
Did you get your back fixed?
Yes, I did.
Okay, there you go.
Oh, why you think you sound so sleepy?
Okay. One of those sessions, huh?
Yeah, it's not what you think.
You done broke something, dog.
Huh?
I said it sounded like she done broke something.
Well, what was we thinking?
What?
Did you just say it's not what y'all was thinking?
Yeah.
So what was we thinking?
We was thinking I got fucked. And he busted my back. That's what y'all was thinking.
Ain't getting no plainer than that.
that's the problem, man. That's the problem. Everybody think they know us, man. I was thinking that, but you weren't supposed to know I was thinking that.
I'm about to say, that's what I was thinking.
Right, but she wasn't supposed to know that.
I mean, she's been on the show long enough. She know how we operate.
And it's time to change it up.
Yeah, like that intro.
Hey.
I thought we were supposed to collab on stuff like that, man.
It was a spur of the moment thing, man.
Oh, okay.
Straight up, it was spur of the moment, man. I did that shit in, like 5 minutes before I called.
I believe you. Wait, so what's this, dog?
What's up, man?
Tell her.
I just got done cussing this bitch out of churches.
At churches. Oh, the chicken place.
Yeah.
Wait, no, you can't be in church cussing motherfuckers out.
Hey.
What she do? Well, get your food wrong?
No, man. Well, every time I go in, I get the same shit. I get two thighs, a biscuit, and a small mashed potato, and a sweet tea. Every time I go in there. And this little chicken, this older chicken there, she wouldn't let me get my two thighs. So I was like, every time I come in here, I get the same shit. I was like, what's the difference? You give me a bigger piece of chicken than the little piece. Just like, you're getting a thigh and a leg. I was like, all right, well, just give me my food. I was like, y'all got sweet tea today? She was like, no. I was like, why not? I didn't make none. I specifically took them 6 pounds of sugar so they can make sweet tea. Because churches wouldn't send in them sugar. So I went and bought sugar so they can make sweet tea. No sweet tea. Then on top of fucking to add insult to injury, this little bitch takes my money and stick it in her apron and don't even ring my shit up.
Oh, that's classic. She stole that money. I used to do that shit at Camp Snoopy.
Yeah, and I cussed her ass the fuck out.
Okay, now let me ask you. Did you cuss out because she took your money or because you just didn't get your sweet tea?
Both. I cuss out for taking my money and not making no damn sweet tea because she didn't feel like it.
And did you ask for the manager?
She was the manager.
She was the manager.
Oh, shit. Bitch.
Call corporate on her ass, man.
There ain't nobody but this. That's a franchise. Some Arabs on that shit.
Well, still part of the corporation.
I don't give a damn. I ain't gonna get shit. Only eat churches on occasion. When I want something greasy, I'm a bachelor, so I don't cook it often. But when I do want to get something quick, shit, I want my two thighs, a biscuit, mashed potatoes, and the fucking sweet tea. It ain't that hard.
You lucky she didn't tell your ass you can't have it your way. You have it my way.
I would have climbed through them goddamn bars and whooped her little fat ass, too.
Damn, man. All this over a sweet tea and a thigh?
Exactly.
Right.
Yep.
Chicken. Black folks
and taking
chicken.
My damn money and taking my money and sticking it in her apron. I wouldn't have been that fucking pissed if she would have put my money in her apron.
All right, but you got your chicken. It don't matter what the hell the money went, long as you got your chicken, right?
No. If you going to charge me for a leg and a thigh, then charge me for a leg and a thigh and put that shit in the register. If you ain't going to give me what I asked for, if she would have gave me the $2,000, then I wouldn't have said it. I wouldn't have been pissed. But she charging me for some money that she keeping. That shit ain't cool.
Yeah, you...
Okay. Well, did you enjoy your chicken, man?
No, I didn't. Put that shit in the refrigerator. I ain't even eat the shit.
Oh, goddamn, man. Shit.
Then I had to go to the gas station and another stop that I didn't want to make for some fucking sweet tea.
Well, I'm pretty sure the chicken at church is, this is what she wants to tell you.
This is my groove. Don't fuck with my groove, nigga. You understand what I'm telling you? I'm tired of you folks coming out with this bullshit.
That's exactly what she wants to tell you. Don't fuck
ass
with my groove.
That's what I'm going to tell her. I'll stick the groove right up her ass and make her love it.
Yeah. get your food and get the fuck up out my stove.
Ain't it, goddamn.
You got what you paid for.
Right.
Her kid's saying thank you.
Yeah,
they get them some new gym shoes.
I bet y'all go up there tomorrow to that manager so I took that sugar to and get what the hell I want.
I bet when he walked out the door, she was talking.
You bastard son of a bitches.
She probably did, but I got my point across. That's all that mattered to me.
Yeah, I guess. Well, hey, check this out, y'all. I was looking on the website, man, and I see, and shout out to Love Child. She had posted a question on there. I figured I'd ask the question. You came with a warning label. What would it say?
If I came with a warning label?
Yeah.
Let's see. That's a good fucking question.
It is a good question.
I'll ask that to somebody else. I'll come back to that one.
I know what Father Time's gonna say. Highly flammable.
Mm-hmm. What you mean,
man? I'm just messing with you. I'm just messing with you, man.
My shit say warning, he bites. Mm-hmm.
Warning, he bites.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mine'll say caution, very outspoken and likes to fuck a lot.
Okay.
What about you? What do yours say, Janine?
Beware. Take it your own risk.
Okay.
That's a good ass question. That's like a homework question. Like, man.
Mm-hmm. I'm still thinking.
Let me talk to you next week. I'm going to get back with you next week on that one. That's some shit you got to sit down and think about.
Oh, man. I think that was a good question. I know what mine to say. Warning. Very large parts. Keep away from small women. Have a mind, sir.
That's good.
Today you pretty much just got warning you an asshole today, especially from that church
mm-hmm.
of chicken.
Yep. They have to be sticky warnings because I have to change my shit.
Janine, caution. Broke back today. She can't move.
Broke back.
Right. Oh, you wasn't here yesterday, man. Her back's hurting.
Somebody banged your shit out, or you fell?
That's the first thing everybody said about you. You done got your shit banged out. That's the first thing. So the motherfucker say something about Janine. Oh, she done got her back broke.
I mean, I did ask if she fell. Are you okay?
I'm okay now.
She like, well, fuck all y'all.
I just took some medicine, so I'm kind of like drowsy.
All right, well, you.
That's some good shit.
I know she probably got that great shit. That shit just
uh-huh.
Just how you just go.
That new shit.
Hello. We got another caller. Caller, what's happening?
Hello.
What's the deal?
Nothing.
Who might this be?
This is Selena. She's an athlete.
Hey, Selena, baby. Long time no hear from.
I know, right?
Where you been?
I work nights now, so I'd be trying to go to sleep.
Wait, you with y'all tonight?
Nah, they just called me in, but I thought I'd say hey before I go in.
That's what's up, baby. That's what's up. That's why Sin City loves you. Hey, but check this out. We got a new page, too, sincity.ning.com. We done left the Spruce alone.
I can't even upload on Spruce. I could never upload a picture or nothing.
And that's why we left it. We didn't upgrade it. We on Ning.
But I was on Ning at first anyway.
Yeah, we left. Now we back. Went back home. Yeah, so now you can upload your pictures from your phone and everything. So yeah, you know what? You know them pictures that you got on there? That
just
one day you was just feeling sexy.
What?
I said, you know that day you was feeling sexy and you took them pictures and like, ooh.
I don't know. I ain't that type of gal.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Like, I don't know how to take pictures like that. I always fuck up.
I'm pretty sure Baby Legs didn't taught you.
Hell no. Nah. He'd be too busy snapping pictures with his goddamn self.
Goddamn. I fucked up. Okay. check it out. We had a question on that. Girl Love Child, she put a question on the site yesterday. If you came with a warning label, what would it say?
I'm the girl your mama told you about.
Oh, so you have a big ass red warning on you then.
Huge. Scarlet letter.
Mm-hmm. I told you don't be fucking with her. She ain't shit.
Nah, I'm just kidding. That wouldn't be the warning label. I don't know. Let me think. Come back to me in a second.
I mean, everybody is really took by this damn question.
I mean, it's not that. I can't say what I want to say.
Yes, you can.
You
know this fan said. I'm not,
but, you know.
You must got the little one.
That what?
I know who. Butter, what's happening?
What's good, baby? What's good?
You know, it's the same old thing. It's a different day. All right, Butter, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
We got this, I got this question off of the site. Like I said, shout out to Love Child because she posed the question, so I said I was going to ask it. If you came with a warning label, what would it say?
Oh, Lord Jesus. Be ready, shit. Be ready.
Be ready. That's the water label would say, be ready.
Yeah.
I thought she would say some shit like slippery one wet.
Everybody
it's Butter, that. Baby. You already should know by the title what to do. But be ready. Good morning. Be ready.
So that would be your warning label, be ready.
I mean, I have to think about it just off the top of my head.
Wow, this question really got a lot of people stumped.
Not really. I mean, why I do it? What you was to say, that Cass?
I already said what mine was say.
I hear you.
Warning. Very large parts. Keep away from small women.
Oh, wow. Whoa.
What an ass.
Wow.
God damn you.
Hey, I'm just saying.
I got a good one for you, but I'm going to keep it to myself. I'll tell
go
you.
Ahead. Say it now. Speak now for all the peace.
Nah, I'm going to speak when I want to. But I'm.
But I do have somebody who asked me, though, about the size of the penises, right?
You said what now?
The size of the penis. He said, why do women who bear children and let it come, you know, a big old baby come out their crouch, act like penis hurt them?
I can't answer that question for you.
I couldn't answer it for him either.
What did you say? Could you...
Oh, shit.
Oh, man, okay.
I couldn't answer it either.
Now, I did say something to a female one time because she pissed me off, but I don't think that was a true answer. I just said it because she pissed me off.
You were trying to hurt her feelings.
Yeah, because she kept talking shit to me. And I told her big dicks don't scare because she been a hoe too long. So that's why she.
Oh, my God.
That's why.
Wow.
Dirty motherfucker.
What? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Some cases. That in her case, that probably was true.
That was mean as hell.
You know me.
I mean,
recognize the G in me, nigga.
Because men brag about how big their penis is. They do. And they brag about how deep they put it in and all that other kind of stuff. In reality, women get their children. So I couldn't answer them.
Hold on now. Y'all brag too. This motherfucker like the ocean. Like, what?
I don't be bragging. I be speaking the motherfucking truth.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I'm as real as I can be.
Put your gear on. You about to go deep sea diving, motherfucker. What are you talking about?
It'd be the Sahara Desert.
Right. What if we all dry?
Goddamn rubber snapping and shit.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask the question. Let me ask you, ladies.
Yeah.
What's the most flattering thing a man can say to you after y'all have sex?
How much your light bill is now?
What can he say? If y'all just get done, I mean, it just put you on top of the world.
Girl, I gotta change my seat.
Now, honestly, when I was younger, when I first started, you know, when I first came out my shell and everything, dude told me, I was talking all this stuff about what he was gonna do to me. And we got through, he said, as he went to my kitchen, he said, I want to go to Gary and shake your mom and daddy hand for even having you. Then he said, if I can put your pussy in a can, I'd be a goddamn millionaire.
Or a drunk.
Huh?
None.
What you say?
Nothing.
He said, or a drunk.
And then he got up and went and washed my dishes.
Washed your dishes?
That's what I'm talking about.
Washed my dishes. So.
That's a hell of a compliment. I ain't washing no dishes.
He said he got up and washed my dishes, and then he said when he went to talk to, he said him and his mama cool or whatever. He said he told his mama that after we got through, he got up and washed my dishes. He told his mama that, and I was like, wow.
I see my mama now. Boy, what the fuck is wrong with you? I couldn't get your ass to wash dishes for motherfucking 16 years. And you going to get over her and get washed the dishes? You see?
Right. Tell you.
What about you, Selena? What's the best compliment a man can give you after y'all get done?
I wasn't playing.
How much is the light bill?
Light bill, kind of. Take some damn pics. I don't know.
I don't usually listen when we finish. We ready to go.
Well, damn.
Wow. She blacked out.
Janine, what about you? Best compliment he can give you.
You know Janine drugged up, man.
Well, he don't say nothing at all.
It just have speechless.
it's their actions that speak.
Rolled up in the ball, sucking his stuff.
Fetal position. Curled up.
Right.
It'd be that gentle tip on the forehead or something. God damn, tip on the forehead. What about you, Waylo? What's the best compliment she can give you? Is Waylo still on here? Best compliment, dog.
Best compliment. When they curled up, sleep.
There you go.
I thought he was going to say, what did she say? Don't touch me, don't touch me, don't touch me.
Hell no, there ain't no conversation. She sleep.
Right.
Yeah, that's
how to find
compliment right there.
Now get your ass up and make me some tacos.
Oh, Lord.
Wow.
I have to do the beat it up dance.
Yeah. All right, now, let me ask you, fellas. I'm going to start with you, dog.
I mean, I ain't going to tell my best compliment.
I thought yours was when they sleep, too.
Nah.
Well, what's yours?
They got to do something else before they go to sleep.
What's that?
What?
As soon as you finish, you pull out, you give them like 4 to 5 seconds and their body's still jerking, they still shaking, talking about, oh, God, still coming. that's the best compliment.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree with that one. That's a good one.
That's
all right. One. Now, I'm going to flip it. All right, dog, I'm going to start with you, man. What do you say when it ain't good?
Oh, Lord.
I'm telling everybody about this.
Let me think. What do I say when it ain't good?
Y'all get done.
Hurry up and get up, put his clothes on, and leave.
No, I'm not that rude. I would not be that rude. I would not just get up and leave. I might tap on the floor a little bit,
Oh, wow.
Was it good for you? Okay, well, I'll see you around.
You're doing like I did, oh boy, like I was straight. What is it good for
Daddy? Now, hold on, dog. I know you asked the question, dog, but now Indigo just sent me a message, and she want to know to a man what constitutes as good pussy, new pussy,
right.
Greater pussy, what? So I guess I guess these two questions could go hand in hand.
Who's that? Knocking like
the police. Who was that? Knocking like the police. Well, hold on.
Okay. Hello.
Yo,
is everything
what's up?
Okay?
Now I'm trying to catch a new caller. New caller, what's happening?
What's happening? It's Liquor Store.
What's up, Liquor Store?
What'd he do?
Hey, catch your 40. How much is your 40s?
It depends on what kind of 40.
Y'all got St. Ives?
No, I don't carry St. Ives.
Oh, shit. You must be out
in the
suburbs somewhere
then.
That's
a Chicago. That's a Gary Chicago beer. We don't carry that here.
Oh, wow.
I'm from the G, so I bet you if you go to the G right now, you go in any liquor store, you can find a 40 of St. Ives.
Yeah, you can go to
the
quarter to find one, too.
I know. Mommy. Well, the last question was what you say when it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll be like, so what was Tyrone's number again?
Oh, wow.
Damn.
That's straight up rude.
It is, isn't it? But so is you telling me that what you going to do to me, and I'm supposed to be all like this, and I'm going to be like that, and then you don't deliver. That's rude, too.
I Hello.
That's even more rude.
Okay, now
especially
you not,
if you get yours and I don't get mine.
Hey, that's the truth. Now you're going to eat after that, then.
Look, so, I got to tell
yes.
you now. I mean, I got to tell you. I mean, if you ask me what Tyrone number is, I'm going to have to look at you now. And after I look at you, I'm going to tell you.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
I wouldn't be able to do nothing, man. I'd just be like, damn, all right. You'd be stuck for a second trying to figure out a thrifty comeback.
Okay.
Hell, she said, what's Tyrone number? That's a bullshit.
Yeah, that's fucked up, ain't it?
The fucked up part is I got a cousin named Tyrone, so I'm really going to have an attitude.
Yeah, you going to take that shit personal like a mug.
Hell yeah. I'm going to be calling him, so how the fuck you know liquor store?
Right. How
the fuck you know her, man? She asking for your
mama. Nigga be like, what liquor store? You mean the one down on Boulevard? Nigga, which one?
You gonna get all kind of shit. You better say a name that I don't know, cause that's gonna piss me off.
Hey, when you piss me off, you know what I'm saying? The last thing any man wants is to finish, and then she call her comfortable nigga. You know, that's fucked up.
She call who?
Come through, nigga. You know what I'm talking about. You might be that come through nigga if you know what a come through nigga is. You might be that nigga she called after he didn't deliver.
Okay,
you gonna
be
a victim of domestic abuse.
That's the same problem. We had the same problem a couple of months back with Selena talking that shit.
I said we had the same problem
with you talking that shit a couple of months ago.
I was just asking the question. It didn't have no names behind it except all
no,
of
no, no. No, remember me and you got into it about that, and you said that he the one that you would call for something, but I'm the one. Well, I ain't
just
said
because
either.
I ain't fucking with him. I mean, don't mistake the one I'm fucking with.
That bullshit.
That's real shit.
I told you back then. I'm gonna tell you now. When I'm sitting up there on that stand.
Yes, they deserve to die. And I hope they burn in hell.
I'm the comeback guy. What did you call it? Is that what you call it?
The come through.
Okay, if I'm the come through nigga, that means the other nigga hit it first, though, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I get sloppy seconds.
But no, hell no, because he didn't hit shit. All he did was got hit. But he didn't hit my spot. So technically, I haven't, you know what I'm saying? Literally, yeah, he been in me first. But I wasn't satisfied. I didn't finish. So technically, no, you're not getting sloppy seconds. Exactly.
Okay. Now let me ask my father. I'm going to start with you way low. Do you mind being the come to nigga?
Hell no.
I mean, right directly after he hit it?
The kick got to be decent enough,
like,
you know what I mean? Don't wash up and shit.
Let me ask my fellas. Fellas, we didn't all. I mean, I'm pretty sure that everybody didn't play to come to nigga. But what is the time frame? What is the time frame when you like, all right, look, all right, man, how long ago since you hit old boy?
Let
Yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours.
Hey, what was the question? I had a list of questions. My phone hung up.
I'm with you. Give him a couple of hours. Give me a couple of hours. I mean, I ain't tripping on you. As long as you know you didn't, I know you didn't wash up or whatever. Now, man, Father Time said, it got to have a day behind it. Yesterday, day before yesterday, he can't hit it. But now, Tommy, you do know that you done went behind somebody, right?
I mean, of course, really?
Man. I mean, you got to use later on that day.
Well then you know two things. You know either she's a hoe or her nigga is. That's what you know. You know one of them two things.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know what I mean, if the job was being done like it was supposed to be done, and there would be no need for the come-through dude.
The come-through dude.
What about the females that just can't get enough?
Well, she's a nympho. I mean, you can't expect nothing but, you know, for her to fuck. That's what she do.
We gonna pray for her.
Right, exactly.
And y'all just give her our number. That's what y'all do.
That's trifling. You're going to fall right through that thing. Right.
I'm not. I'm going to give it away, though.
So, Janine, what she just said, Janine, is they'll fall right through your thing.
No, I didn't tell that girl that.
You just said that if she claims to be a nympho.
Mm-hmm.
You just said that.
I didn't say her. I said a nympho.
If she claims to be,
I didn't say her name, but you know, if that's how you like taking it,
I'm just sorry, man.
Please don't.
Okay.
Right.
I mean, all I'm saying is that as far as nymphos go, I mean. I know people that's nymphos, but they don't fuck everybody. It's just the motherfucker they fucking. They got to fuck them just 5 or 6 times a day. So you
right.
can't say hey, a nympho is a hoe.
Right.
A hoe is a hoe. And, hey, a nympho
exactly,
like
because there's some hoes that's married, shit. These big-ass tall, got a history of nice, long dicks, and married. Mm. So, I mean, shit. Mm.
Yeah, what it is.
Fucking make the world go round. You better get some while you can.
Mm-hmm.
And then you die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, my old motherfucker, hey, I'm so tired of motherfuckers just sitting there with this. As far as that goes, I mean, like, as far as the nympho, the hoes go. I got a message to all hoes. Find out who the fuck your baby daddies are. Quit giving these, don't stop sending all these other motherfuckers to Maury and all that other shit.
Say that shit again. Say it again.
Who the fuck your baby daddy is?
They do make condoms, nigga. I mean, dang.
Condoms and all kind of shit.
Right.
Those bitches on Maury's is hoes. If you don't want to have 7 baby daddies and you still ain't found who your baby daddy is, bitch, you're holding.
3, 2.
Right. You don't need no more.
That's a dumpster.
I mean,
not called a pussy, it's a dumpster.
Mm. Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. That's a dumpster.
Semen in you? Yeah. Pretty much.
I mean, but for real, I mean, because now, you know, I've been around a few ladies, and, you know, most ladies usually tell me, like, okay, I know who my baby daddy is, even if I don't tell them, I know.
Right.
So I'm like, okay, well, if that's the case, if you know who your baby daddy is, I mean, if he was that drunk motherfucker that you fucked, and you looked up that next morning like, God damn, I can't believe I fucked him. I mean, just man up to it. Stop trying to put it on that other motherfucker.
I second that.
Just go get the day after pill, shit.
I do something.
You know what I think they do?
Just don't do it. How about
you know what I think they do, dog? This is what I think they do when they do that kind of shit. I think they sit back and compare the two dudes, or 3 or 4 or 5, however many dudes it is, and they pick the one that they think is going to do right. That's what they do.
Something else they do, too. The motherfuckers be like, ooh, you can have pretty kids. The motherfuckers say, you made pretty kids and shit. Them the motherfuckers you got to watch, too.
I was at the mall and I saw these two little girls, you know, they had been 18, 19. saying that they trying to get pregnant by the same dude because he got good hair.
Wow,
the
they mama
that?
Need they ass beat. They mammy need they ass beat, and they do too.
I want to date him
because
he got good hair. My baby don't have
they
good
do
hair.
They do say that, though. They do be saying, I'm pretty eyes or whatever.
Yeah.
They still fucking kids, another mouth to feed. Who the fuck wants to go through that fucking good hair?
What's that right. Good hair? I'm not a baby him because he got good hair.
Hell no. Good
if they don't want to have a baby, they ain't going to do the damn hair.
Right.
So the hair ain't gonna be good for too long.
That's twice.
Be like, well, your baby had good hair.
Oh, yeah.
They gonna be ugly as hell with some good hair.
Oh,
somebody want a babysit and shit.
Mm-mm. Oh,
wow. I know this one girl. She doesn't want me to say her baby pretty, and I can't do it every time I see her. So, lady, you baby, yes. Get it away.
What
I think.
Oh, wow.
Mom said it best.
She thought it was
going to
be cute. I was telling her baby was ugly shit. She know, but, I mean, I don't know. Maybe I just don't be wanting to touch people's kids, period, for one. And then
Ricky Smiley
somebody,
said it best. To
she
tell somebody they got an ugly
cute,
baby.
Cute.
Tell them bless their heart.
Damn.
Oh,
no,
wow.
No. Ricky Smiley didn't say it best.
You like, ooh, they so cute.
You know who said it best, man?
Who said
it? Maury said it.
You are not the
I'm
stupid.
I'm stupid.
For real. Hey, you know what? I'm going to tell you, since I'm on this, I got another pet peeve with motherfuckers, too. The motherfuckers who already, like, they done already told you you ain't their baby daddy, and here they come 6 months later. Well, can we talk about
is.
What? Well, do you want to give me some more pussy? What? Well, and then that's how they try to trap you, because they try to give you some pussy on the slide. Then, you know, little Raymond, he really yours. Well, why the fuck is his name Raymond Jr.? Man, I'm telling you, as soon as you tell me, the first thing coming out of my mouth is...
She.
I'm not
Hey, that's doing it from The Wire, ain't it?
Yeah, that's it, but he said it best.
What an ass. What an ass.
How's it going?
I'm not bullshitting, man. Hey, you know I got done like that, dog. You know I got done like that, man. That shit pissed me off. I'm fucking going, I asked you. Motherfucker's going to tell me, no, it's not yours. You going to wait till this baby 6 months? I'm in a relationship.
No, we have to cut that light out.
You going to come back talking about, yeah, the baby yours? Oh, hell no, bitch, you crazy. You are crazy as shit.
Well, that just goes to show you never know who you land with. You know what I mean? You can know a person for forever and forever and still never really, you know, really truly know that person. You don't know what their secrets might be and whatnot, you know. People need to be more careful with who you're sleeping with. And if you are the type of person that, you know, you just like sex in general and you know, then at least have the decency to protect yourself and the other person and stop bringing kids in the world that, you know what I mean, ain't got no father or do, and you know what I'm saying, don't know. Use some protection. They like I don't know who said it, but they got all kind of shit. They got diaphragms and, you know what I mean, they got
things,
all kinds of shit.
All kinds
yeah.
Well, like my man Father Time is known for quoting.
Hey, where are the white women at?
And they be the main
the last,
ones on Maury. They be the main ones on Maury.
That's the last person you want to knock up, though, because, you know, she got her people got money, and they taking your ass to court.
But I'm okay, Granny. But I mean,
or you hit up some white trash.
You sitting there in that courtroom, boy. I mean, you sitting in that courtroom. Only thing, you looking over at that motherfucker, and this motherfucker just, and they acting up without a shadow of a doubt that you're 100% sure that that's the father. Yeah, you sitting out like this, man. I mean, the only thing you thinking in your head.
You the dog, motherfucker!
You know what I'm saying? Because they sitting there, they study, been the judge always, and if you anybody from Gary that been in any court, been in that damn court in Gary, you know how that judge is. He'll hang your ass without even. I heard him tell one motherfucker, the dude was like, the baby ain't mine. And motherfucker was like, well, you been taking care of him long enough, so. Are you serious? You really going to put this baby off on this dude? Mm-mm. That's some bullshit. Dude, I'm telling you.
That's a child support system, man. It's built. It's not built for the fathers, dude. You know that. Even the male judges be against you, man. You would think they would be on your side, like, you know, prove it. You ain't got to prove shit to these judges.
That's crazy.
They don't care.
They supposed to make you do a DNA test, ain't it?
Man, that motherfucker said, that baby's been around you long enough.
Yep.
Dude said he did his own little kit. The judge is like, oh, what the fuck you telling me for?
See, man, that's bullshit, man. If you don't want that motherfucker with a paid lawyer, you're going to get fucked.
What they do is say, if you've been taking care of that kid for 12 years and all of a sudden you start seeing that that kid ain't yours, or you get the idea that that kid ain't yours, you've been taking care of that kid for 12 years, you're going to be taking care of that kid some more years after that for the simple fact they are, what is that word, where I say you got used to the shit?
You got used to the shit.
I can't think of what they say.
Think
of what it's called.
But nah, I mean, and then that's the fucked up part is that when, okay, ladies, let me ask y'all. You get to a certain, this baby get to a certain age, and you seeing this baby ain't looking nothing like you or him. And don't talk about it look like your great-grandmama or your granddaddy. And they don't look like nobody. They look just like that one motherfucker. The motherfucker that you had, who it looked like his daddy. I mean, do y'all even feel a tad bit guilty like, I need to say something to this dude? Because believe it or not, he is looking at this baby every day. If he had any doubts, he's looking at this baby every day. This motherfucker starting to look more and more like this other motherfucker.
Take the baby to your mama. Your mama will tell you. They ain't your baby.
A lot of motherfuckers still bump their head. So, Butter, let me ask, would you tell her? I guess she ain't going to tell him neither. I'd kill a motherfucker. All right. Mother Nature, where you at?
I'm right here.
Would you tell him?
Would I tell the guy? I asked you a question. You didn't respond.
You said what?
You said, would I tell him if he wasn't the father?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to have nobody go around thinking they're a father of a kid that they're not.
I mean, but you got a lot of ladies that do that. You got a lot of ladies that do that.
No. You know, because the thing is, if you're really with a real man and not some little, you know, asshole walking the street pretending to be a man, then if he's a real man and he really wants to be with you, depending on how the circumstances is that you're pregnant and it's, you know, not his, but he's going to end up staying with you anyway and y'all will be together anyway and, you know, there you go. But it's no reason to have lies in a relationship. It's just going to be problems. You got to have communication and, you know, if you can't be honest, there ain't no need.
Okay, so what do you got to say to the motherfuckers that do this shit on a regular basis?
They shouldn't do it, but they're going to do it anyway. I know people who do it. I know people who've done it.
I'm a hanger, motherfucker.
You know?
I'm not lying. But motherfucker gets...
Some people play it as a game. You know, they use it as a power trip.
What are y'all talking about? I missed it.
we know we didn't ask you three questions.
What happened?
Well, fuck, you ain't answering. That's what happened.
I know I had to answer my other phone call, but I'm saying, what's the question?
All right, wait, hold on. We got Sunshine on here. Sunshine, what's happening?
Hey.
Hey, Sunshine.
Hey.
What's going on? I see you chimed in. What you got to say?
The females need to quit doing that shit because they need to think about the child. Because if something tragic happened to that child and she's not a donor, guess what? He ain't going to be no damn donor either.
Well, I mean, that means two of y'all going to need somebody to donate some blood and shit to you. Because you're going to be right next to that kid.
That's a hell of a way to find out. That's a hell of a way to find out that you ain't the father.
Like, you thinking, all right,
but
man, I got to do whatever I got to do to keep my kid alive. And they like, oh, well, I'm sorry, Cash, you're not a match. I'm not a match. Well, I'm not a match.
Right.
Oh, you didn't know you're not the father? Hold on one second. Hold on one second, Doc. What's up, blood?
I mean, I know y'all don't like Tyler Perry, but he that's a better for worse show. He did.
I was just about to
they
say
just
that.
Did an episode about that.
I was just about to say that. That
they
was
just
crazy.
Did an episode about that.
But how old was that girl? All that
15.
Time. Yeah, all that time he had been taking care of her financially, and I mean big money.
$5,000 a month.
And
that wasn't even his child.
That's exactly why she kept his ass around.
$5,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
I've been like my dad.
Father, fuck you, man. You possum face motherfucker!
I can't imagine how many times I was going to stick my foot in her ass.
And I think the judge should let us whoop their ass for that one. All right, I'll give you 15 minutes in that with her.
5,000 a month and it ain't your kid? How many months has it been?
Maybe 15 years. She was either 13 or 15. Yeah.
Years?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Lord. That's a
big help. And the baby ended up in a hospital, and he had to go do something and found out that wasn't his.
Yeah. Found out his daughter.
Dude, she could say to me. She couldn't say a word to me.
And he
no.
was so calm. He was so calm. I expect
you know why he was calm, though? Because if he had to say something in front of Angela, Angela would have whooped her ass in that hospital.
Right. That is true. Because that's what I would have done. She would have been
exactly.
in the hospital that day.
So that's $5,000 a month times 15 years.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
That's
what,
$60,000 a year?
Half
a million.
No, that's over. That's
a million.
Over.
That's a million and something, man.
It's $60,000 a year, and multiply that by 12.
That's too much goddamn money. That's what that is.
Yeah,
that is.
That's about 7,700 and something.
Man,
say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
Man, I mean, bet I'll be there. Bitch, don't. I'm not the daddy. What? I'm not the daddy. What? Hey.
Shut the fuck. Shut. Say, no. Oh, shit. Say again. Say something else. Oh. Say something else. Say something else, nigga.
That would be me talking to the doctor.
Hold on.
Well, they have to haul ass to get her up out of there.
Oh.
I'm crazy. 15 years.
I just hear that goddamn lady over the loudspeaker. We need security to the emergency floor, please.
Thank you.
Hey,
and a medic.
Hey,
and
like,
a medic.
Right, and a medic. Fuck it, just call the coroner because he done killed this bitch.
Yeah.
Okay.
He done killed this bitch, yeah.
I mean, man, I'm
don't know what I is the doctor roll up on me, man. I mean, all you do is the doctor say, well, you ain't the father. I mean,
nigga, you bullshit.
Bullshit, man. I gotta be the father. I've been paying $5,000 for 15 years. I'm somebody's daddy.
I mean, we going to court. You marrying this rich nigga right here? You better make sure he got my child support repayment.
I mean, that'd be a fucked up way to find out. You sitting in the hospital, baby hurt. You can't do shit. You like, I mean, I kill her, man.
Let's get ready for rumble.
How about
you
all be going through my mind. 15 years.
And then she had enough nerve to have an attitude. Like, really? She would have got slapped. Now, I mean, I don't condone, male female abuse. I don't condone it, but
I do in that situation.
In that situation, she should have got smacked to the floor.
Everybody should be on my side. Okay, but now I don't watch the show, but let me ask y'all. She knew he wasn't the father, right? All this
she
time,
knew it.
All those years, she knew.
She knew it.
She knew.
And see, can't nobody blame him.
She need to die off the shelf.
I don't think they renewed her contract because he gonna in real life he gonna kill her.
For real, say that one more time, just, say that one more time, Doc. Sorry, because you're not the father. It's a wrap, man. I'm killing this bitch. For real.
That's the dirty shit.
And you know what, though? That kind of shit actually happens in real life.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. I mean,
I don't care. I don't wish that on my worst enemy to have to go through some shit like that.
I mean, seriously, dog. I bullshit you not. I mean, I joke and jive about that incident that happened, but, dog, there's no doubt in my mind that had I not took that blood test to this day, like I said, like I told y'all before, She never even told the child that I wasn't her daddy. So when the child finally seen me, the child went crazy, called me all kind of punk motherfuckers. So there was no doubt in my mind that had we not got that blood test, dog, she would have never told me that that child wasn't mine.
Wow.
And that's some cold shit. Because like y'all said, I mean, I joke and jive about it, but all bullshit aside, anything could have happened, man. Anything could have happened, and, you know, transfusion, anything might need it. For a motherfucker to tell me, well, no, nah, that ain't your kid. Yeah, okay.
Man, I'm telling you, dog, I'll kill his ass. You know, I've been wanting to kill her ass for years, but now I got a real reason to kill her.
If ain't none of mine, boy, that's a secret y'all better take to your motherfucking grave.
That's why they built penitentiaries. I'd definitely be up in one of them. You can't play with you. You should not. I mean, women know you can't play with a man like that. That's some serious shit.
It's the power.
That's some shit to put a kid off on another motherfucker. That's some bullshit.
Well, on a better note, check it out, y'all. You know, like I said, we got the new website, SinCityRadio.Ning.com. I'm in the chat room now, so, hey, y'all, if y'all got your computers on, y'all want to check it out, you know, I'm up in this chat room having fun. Let me see what y'all doing.
Actually, you don't even need a computer. You can get on there on your phone.
Right. Matter of fact, you got
not now, though. Not now. Don't hang up now.
Nah, don't hang up now. But, you know what I'm saying? Get on there now. Let me see what you're working with. Let me see what you're doing. What you got on?
Clothes.
I'm not being funny. I do. I got on clothes.
You know what?
I just said I'm not being funny. I got on a shirt and some pants.
You know, at some point, you might want to consider sitting down with somebody. You know, have a little share time, kick back, get in touch with your inner child, that sort of thing.
You are just too aggravated. I got on clothes. I was just leading up to coming into the chat room there, that's all. Oh, my goodness. Gracious, everybody's so damn hostile now.
Well,
maybe you just becoming sensitive.
Maybe I'm just getting hostile. I'm just thinking about that bitch. I get mad all over again. Just try to do me. Alright. We'll take this out.
Great world.
You know we always open up the air to whoever got something on their mind. So anybody, anything on their mind? Anything somebody want to get off their chest?
Fuck their lady at churches.
Okay, now we know you did already bought 6 pounds of sugar. Bought 6 pounds of sugar and took it back to churches. Now make my sweet tea, bitch. You'd have something a little bit more extra in that sweet tea. I ain't lying. He wants a sweet tea. I'm going to give him a little lemon flavor with it.
Little sugar tea.
You ain't got nothing on your mind?
No, not really. I mean, my shit is work related.
Oh, I know you about ready to kill a motherfucker there, so we gonna let you calm down there.
Yeah.
What's up with you, Tama? What's going on in your world, man?
Man, just dealing with bullshit, man, with my daughter. That's about it. Freaking my fucking nerves, man. How you gonna try to get an apartment? You ain't got no damn job.
Woo! Sound like mine.
Does that make any sense to anybody? Because you want me to pay the motherfucking rent.
I'm not paying no rent.
I heard that one 2 weeks ago. I heard that one last year.
She better get a job with that apartment. Right, exactly.
I don't know if she really wants to.
Don't make any fucking sense to me, man. And then she come to me, dude, check this out. You remember I told you about the I was being accused of being overprotective and all that shit, right? She gonna come to me.
Yeah.
Tell me, you know, the school, there's like a little apartment building right across the street where, you know, the students stay for like $300 or $400 a month or something like that. She gonna tell me she wants to stay there. But the motherfucker co-ed. You know, you got dudes and girls standing in the same room. I'm not going for that shit.
Hell,
fuck that. Now, if you want to call me overprotective, then call me overprotective. But dudes and girls standing in the same room?
They stand in the same apartment building. They not staying in the same room.
No, they have co-ed rooms in this building. You can have a
girl
in one room
like
and three girls in another room.
Oh, wow.
I checked the place out.
Oh, wow.
That's the first time I heard of that one.
Yeah. They actually got co-ed rooms in this apartment building.
Wow.
You got your motherfucking mind. No. I'm grown. You being overprotective. I can do what I want to do. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not paying.
Oh, no, she can get a job and...
Well, that's what she's going to have to do.
She can get a job and get it herself then.
Fuck.
I had mine told me she wanted to move in with her friends. And I said, but you ain't got no job. She know that. Uh-huh. And she probably expected for your parents to pay. Don't think it's going to happen.
That's just crazy, y'all.
And she's selling hostels.
Oh, hell no. You ain't moving out in high school.
Hell no.
No, she still, because she's 18. Like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, I heard that last year, too.
Fuck, that shit's crazy.
My thing is, take what you came with. Oh, I forgot. You can't take shit. You ain't got nothing.
Yeah, you can't tell them nothing nowadays. Okay, I blame 911 for that shit.
Hey, I got something for y'all. Need a little advice on. I wasn't going to say it, but, you know, y'all like family and shit. One of my little friends, she's been going through this thing, and she had kids taken away, some shit. I don't know. That was a long story. But she found out she wasn't going to get her kids back. So this crazy chick done went and tried to commit suicide. She slit her damn wrist.
That
you
doesn't
sure ain't going to get them back in.
Right. That don't help the case at
right.
all.
No. Nah. But my issue is if you can slit your own wrist, then that means you ain't got no problem with doing some other shit, you know, that ain't sane. And, frankly, I don't trust you on that point after that shit. So she keep calling me and shit like that and texting me. You know I'm talking to her, but, you know, I don't want to be the reason why she do some other crazy shit because I don't want to tell her I don't want to fuck with her no more. So how do I get her off my back?
Stop picking the calls.
So now
what?
Now, so Waylo, you figure if you don't give her no more dick, she gonna slit her wrist.
I mean, it might set her off or some shit, you know.
This sounds fucking. Boy, y'all can't never say I ain't arrogant. I mean, y'all can't never say I'm arrogant. This fucking Waylo guy beat me. Well, if I don't give her this dick, baby, she gonna get ready to commit suicide.
No, I ain't saying it's like that. I'm just saying it's gonna like, I don't want to do shit to set her off.
And you figure not giving her no dick gonna it might set her off.
No, I started fucking with her ever since, you know, she been going through a little shit or whatever.
Right.
And
well,
then
you ain't giving her no dick, right?
Right. But she still right, been so, calling me, and I've been telling her I've been working that shit.
Right. So at some point, she finna start back asking for dick, right?
All right.
Okay, so you don't want to be put in a position where you don't give her no dick if she commits suicide.
So you feel you just don't have to keep dicking her down in order to save a life.
Right.
Well, you talk about an arrogant bastard here, boy. Y'all can't tell me.
Let me ask you, man. Why you don't
want to
fuck with her no more? Just because she tried to kill herself?
Yeah.
I
mean, I know she need that comfort. I know she need a friend. You know, I've been talking to her and shit like that. You know, she'll text me, I'll text her back. I ain't been dodging her or no shit like that because, you know, if she that damn depressed and shit like that, then, you know, I don't want to do no shit that, you know, maybe if she called me, that might have been that call that she needed to talk to somebody. Feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Well, just tell her that. Tell her, since you're going through all of these problems, then I'd rather be here for you emotionally or mentally right now. I don't think you need any added extra, you know what I'm saying?
That might work.
Yeah. The truth always works. You know what I'm saying?
But I told her that. I was like, you know, I'll still be around, you know, if you need somebody to talk to and shit like that. But, you know, I can't, I don't think we should, you know, I think we need to chill out on the fucking and shit.
And what happened after that?
She called me. She had, like, I didn't think of shit.
Well, whatever
like
you do, don't use the word space.
I mean,
don't
did you have sex with her after that? I mean,
no.
Because it really, what you should have done, you should have said, did you hear me the last time when I told you? And you should have said no. I don't care how hard your dick got because she was grinding on you. You should have said no.
I didn't fuck her. We ain't fucked since that little episode. So.
Well, then she's just going to have to accept you, you know what I'm saying, the truth. She's going to have to accept it. And if she does slit her wrist, then hopefully an ambulance will get her and put her on the fourth floor. Is it the fifth floor, fourth floor? What floor is it?
They put your ass in a building by yourself.
Well, whatever they're going to do,
wrong,
maybe she needs to get that done. So that she can get herself together.
Yeah, because that way low dick is a motherfucker, boy. How you cutting your motherfucker throat? Goddamn, boy. I swear. I ain't mad
you're
at
still
you.
Still wrong.
I like your style, man. I like
him that, man. He wrong, man.
Hey, man, I like
your style. Mama just lost her kids. She just want to spend a little time with you, dog.
I just can't do it, man.
That's
stable. Because if she can slit her wrist, that means she can slit somebody else's wrist. That's my whole thing.
He most scared she gonna chop his ass up.
Hell no, because I ain't going to sleep if I ass come over here.
You wrong, man. You got a chance to save somebody's life, dog. So
what you're saying
is
because she lost her kids. Because she lost her kids, you think that she was a bad person or she's a bad mother?
Yeah, she said that she felt like a failure because she lost her kids. The reason she lost her kids because she was with this dude that used to whoop her ass, and the judge told her not to, you know, fuck with that dude no more. So I guess they had the CPS people go over there and do a welfare check, and the dude was over there.
Dumbass.
Okay, so she, I mean, I ain't trying to be funny, but she did fail as a parent. If they telling you going to lose your kids or telling you to stay away from this person with the potential of losing your kids, ain't no way in the hell I'm finna be with no nigga knowing that he whooping my ass. And I'm going to lose my kid.
Now, see,
that's a no-win situation all the way around.
Right.
Maybe she was scared to put him out.
Whatever. When that nigga went to sleep, I'd be gone.
Yeah.
You can have his motherfucking house.
You know how some of them motherfuckers is when they be getting their ass whooped, they keep going back to that motherfucker. That's
yeah.
Exactly what she did, and they took her kids.
Well, he said, as soon as my eye opened, we going to Hawaii, watch the sunset. Right, I mean, y'all, there's some crazy motherfuckers out there.
I'm not fucking with no. If a woman don't have a, if I meet somebody and they don't have their kids and they tell me they don't have their kids, I'm not fucking with them. I would not fuck with a woman that don't have custody of her kids.
Well, see, she didn't tell me all that shit to after. Well, in the beginning, that shit didn't really matter because we already knew what it was. We was just fucking. She'd come over, you know, blah, blah, blah. We was just fucking. But then all of a sudden, you know, she get to, you know, run her life story down because she'll say that she got kids. I'm like, where the fuck your kids at? You know, I'll never see the motherfuckers. You don't ever talk about it.
See, you ask too many questions. You ask too many questions, man.
I don't ask too many questions. That's a red flag.
Well, I mean, but y'all wasn't, you already said you already knew what it was. Y'all was just fucking, so why'd you even ask about the kids?
Because she brought them up. She brought them up, not me.
Okay, you didn't have to entertain the conversation. You could have just told her, let's talk him, motherfucker.
That's true. All right. That was wrong on my part.
Yeah, you fucked that up.
Now you got to try to kill herself.
Yeah, now she's ready to kill herself because he sat down and listened. You shouldn't have listened. You could have just like, whoa. If you want to keep moving your jaws and all that, here's a dick right here. Go ahead and do what you got to do. You ain't have to do all that talking. See, you fucked that up, Waylo. You fucked that up.
Oh, that up ain't nothing.
Now you got to live with it. You got to live with that shit, man.
Now you got to be nice to her.
I mean,
that's just like, okay, let's just say, okay, butter. I'm going to use you for example. If he got this long, he got what you need. He got what you need. I'm not sure what you need because I know, buddy, you need a lot. But he got what you need. But, I mean, that's just it. That's all he there for is to get what you need. I mean, do you really want to hear him talking about his ex-girlfriend or his kids? How his kids don't listen? No, he's there to give you what you need, and yeah, I'll go about your merry way. Am I right?
Well, I wouldn't be rude. I'd listen, but... I wouldn't have an opinion.
Y'all already agreed, buddy. Y'all already agreed. We don't talk about all that.
I can understand what you're saying, man. You can listen as long as it don't affect you.
Mm-hmm. But it, you see,
the minute she got to talking about court and all that, look, that's when I would have said, look, I really don't get involved in, you know, all this deep stuff because I don't want, you know, any problems in the end. I would have just told them what it was. The truth will set you free.
Yeah, whatever. I ain't saying so. Turn around.
It wasn't like it was no 5-minute conversation. She broke the shit down and that was the end of it.
I see you got to break the conversation down. Well, that was your fault, man.
I ain't never talked to somebody you was fucking. They just been strictly. I got a couple that's just strictly business. They come over, they don't say shit. How you doing? Give me a kiss on the cheek, and we going to bed when we fuck. Get none. Give me a kiss on the cheek. All right, see you later.
I have talked to people, and I know what I'm getting. Once I get to talking, I know it's a possibility that this might go a little farther. But now if I'm like, okay, well, now you know this ain't what I want. No, we don't talk. I mean, if we got it established, there's nothing to talk about. But see, you broke your own rule.
Okay, mm-hmm. So how do you find out if the motherfucker crazy if you ain't talking to him? That motherfucker can be a goddamn...
Oh, you can tell by their conversation if they crazy.
No, exactly. So I got to talk to the motherfucker sometime.
No, you don't.
Bullshit.
You're never not because you ain't got to deal with on that type of level.
I mean, really, if you decide that you're going to screw somebody on a regular basis, then you should talk to them in the beginning.
I'm going to tell you like this.
It shouldn't even last that long.
Look here, I'm going to tell you, damn what she talking about. She ain't talking about that. No, I'm just messing with you, brother. I'm just messing with you.
I ain't worried about it.
But I'm going to tell you, you ain't got to have no conversation. But you can tell by the sex. Y'all supposed to just be fucking, but she feel like she got that, like, she making love look, leave her the fuck alone. So if you fucking and she making love, hey, you in trouble. So that motherfucker grab you, it's a wrap.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you flip over rough, if she, you know, she down with that, or she looking at you like she hesitant and she want to hold you and all that, you're doing too much.
No, there wasn't none of that. She'll come in, she'll pull her pants down and bend over the couch. That was just the end of it.
All right, wait, let me ask you a question.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Suppose she roll up on you, right? Y'all talking. And she said, yeah, you know, my daddy, my brother, and my uncle are in jail.
See, too much talk.
You just started a whole new kind of night. Now her daddy in jail, her brother in jail, and her uncle in jail.
And tell her I got to go.
Too much
two
See,
months.
Yeah, that's
right?
The shit that I want to know. And if you don't never ask that question, you ain't going to fucking know.
Why do you want to know that, though? What you want to quit your count for?
I ain't saying that I want to know it, but if you bring the shit up, that's going to spark my interest. All right, what the fuck you think?
You fucking up. Fucking up.
I ain't fucking up. That's called being smart on my part.
Fuck you. Fuck that. Let's get a spot you know, when she gets hanging out the window writing her name in her blood across your window. Way low. Way low. Yeah, I smart ass.
I mean, really, when it's all said and done.
Way low did it in blood.
He said something about jail, then he should have been like, okay. I gotta go, cause you don't want to be involved in it.
Mm-mm.
But they
see,
already
that's why
in jail. You're not involved in anything.
That's why I asked her that question because I don't want nobody on my team like that. If you're gonna be on my team, at least be somebody fucking sane. You got your shit together, and you know what you want out of fucking life. Not
well,
not
she told you, she showed you she wasn't on her team as soon as she said it, and you should have said, I got to go. I just got a page. I just got a text. I got to go.
You didn't even have to know. Wait,
man.
Were you catching feelings?
Yes, he was.
Were you catching feelings with this girl?
Yeah.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
No. Negative.
I mean, it may have started off just fucking, but were you catching, like, little feelings?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he was.
It just bothered me that this motherfucker, because she almost fucking killed herself.
Okay.
And then that shit happened to me, that damn freaked me out a little bit. Like, what the fuck?
I mean, she wasn't your old lady, was she?
No.
Well, I mean, she was a friend to you then, right?
She was a fuck friend, yeah.
I mean, it therefore, some type of emotions got attached with you and her.
Nah, it wasn't no emotions. Like I said, it was like.
And if it wasn't no emotions, what's the issue?
Right, there's
the
no
issue.
Issue
the issue
like
is that. how do I get away from her ass without fucking setting her ass off?
I told you, you fucked up.
Don't answer the phone. Because I'm going to tell you, a real person that want to commit suicide, they not going to call no fucking body. I don't care how good of a friend you are, they not going to call your ass. They going to do what the fuck they do.
That's not true.
Unless they want to be saved. Yes, okay. One of my friends killed himself when we was in high school. He ain't tell nobody shit. He ain't try to talk to nobody. That motherfucker left school, went on the tracks, and fucking shot himself in the head.
Well, that's because he know what he wanted to do. The person that is in between, they're going to call somebody and try to get that reason to why they want to live.
That
means
they actually don't want to do it.
Yeah, but if you don't answer that phone to find out, then you might not never know.
And she may not even kill herself. Right.
She might wait until tomorrow and call you to see again.
If you don't answer, she knows somebody else's number she can call.
Well, that would be great
right,
on my part.
You ain't got to be the... Pray for her.
Didn't never start talking.
You ain't never give her the... Did you ever give her the number to the show, man?
How
you ain't gave this woman... Because she probably like...
Fuck all y'all.
Fuck all y'all. Y'all talking about
whatever.
Me?
Whatever. If she really won't help, she'll call the crisis line.
Well, see, like I told him, you got to feel her body language, dog. If you hitting her and she hugging and, like I said, you fucking and she making love, you do that. Stop.
It wasn't none of that shit. That was fucking...
That
was like a...
Hey, man, you know
like
what, dog? Fuck
chair.
What everybody talk about, man. It's okay to catch killers, dude. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Think about it like this. Hold on a second. Think about it like this, dog.
Listen.
Think about it like this. Before that person became your man or woman, y'all were just fucking. Then y'all caught feelings and decided to be a couple. That's how it go, dog. Y'all was just fucking. You caught a few feelings. That's okay. There ain't nothing wrong with that.
Well, hold on.
Fuck you.
Right. Please don't listen to him. Please don't listen to him.
There wasn't no feelings attached. Like I said, she was on the team, goddammit. That's it. She was on the team.
You can't tell me you ain't never been around fucking somebody and you ain't never caught no feelings.
I'm not saying it never happened, but not as much as you.
Yeah, it
happened,
but it ain't happened with this one.
Hold up! What is this shit? He ain't on the team. He ain't even a fucking uniform.
All right, she ain't on the team. I'll say, dog, you hit her once, and if she grabs you and talk about like and hold you real tight like she don't want to let go, you know you're in trouble.
Now she could be holding
he hitting that spot and she about to bust.
Well, this motherfucker whispered in my ear, I never want to let you go. No, this is the first time we ever fucked. No.
Oh.
Now, see, that's the shit that make me get up. If you tell me you love me while we fucking, that's, Dick just went on fucking vacation. I'm done.
Now, she said, ooh, I love this dick. That's different.
Yeah, now, if she say that shit, my dick gonna get harder. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you.
Look, man, that motherfucker grabbed me, held me tight, and said, don't ever leave me. I never want to let you go. Man, I felt like Tom and Jerry. You know how Tom peeled out his skin?
Oh,
and just
wow.
Out me
oh,
go.
Wow.
Well, she was doing
a slow stroke, hold on.
Hell no, shit. That motherfucker was crazy, that's all. Get off work at 4:20. She calling my house at 4:22.
Oh, wow.
Say, well, I'm finna go take a shower. I'm gonna call you back. It's 4:30. I'm finna take a shower. I'm gonna call you right back. That motherfucker calling at 4:33. You out the shower yet? I ain't even took my clothes off yet. Damn.
Wow.
I'm gonna sit there. At the time, my brother was like probably 10 or 11. She would sit there and have hour-long conversations with my brother. He's so dumb. He's covering all my business. He did this. He did that. This bitch know everything it is to know about me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, so you know I had to beat his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, motherfucker, rule number one, you never rat out your brother. Mm-hmm. Man, that motherfucker come to my job. I'd be like, hey, you can't come in my job. That motherfucker come in trying to fuck anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
I tried to, dog. Hey, matter of fact, the only way I got off me is I act like she thought she was getting me back. So she called herself trying to creep with my boy O. And I played it to the tilt. I begged him. Please, fucker, please. So she was like, that's why I'm fucking your boy. I was like, what? You know, low down dirty bitch. I hate you.
Oh,
she
wow.
She felt like she got me back, so hey, I never said one word to her ever again in life.
Oh, wow.
Speaking of the damn devil, this motherfucker just texted me.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't text back.
Too late. You already started talking.
Bullshit.
No, she listening. Oh, so you talking about me on the phone now? Wait a minute, where you at? Look out your window. With that blood dripping across it. Hey,
oh,
she's out
shut of, up, shut
she
up.
She wrote, who's your boy entertainment on his door?
That's fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
See, the good thing about her, she don't live here, so she like an hour and a half away, so she go all good.
Shit, you been on the show for an hour and a half, see or not?
Tap. You got the camera on the front door.
Hey, tap.
You bastard son of a bitches.
He didn't unplug that motherfucker.
Bullshit.
You gonna get a blank ass screen.
Hey, I get a blank screen. I'm going to get that 30.
She already in the room. Where you going, Waylo?
See, she might be looking for some suicide assistance in here.
She gonna be that motherfucker up in the motherfucking attic.
She gonna be that.
That's what she gonna be. She gonna be that motherfucker living in this attic.
Oh, that 12-year bomb.
Oh, yeah.
Tap, tap.
That was crazy as hell.
Wait, I'm going to be down there. I can't eat it. I go to church with this bitch in the window. Lay low.
Damn, damn, damn.
All right, y'all. We got to get the hell out of here. So, sorry, you got any last words?
No. Way low, tell her to call the crisis center.
Mm-hmm.
Get her some help.
Will do.
You can't be trying to dick her down. That ain't helping.
Yeah, you know she going to kill herself because she can't get that gold way low dick. Well, I tell you, that's an arrogant bastard to tell for her. Mother Nature, you got any last words?
It's all talk to you on the street.
I don't know what the hell.
All I got.
Right.
I'll talk to y'all next week.
Oh, okay. You sound like a hillbilly bear. Paul?
Whatever.
But you got any last words?
I enjoyed you all tonight. Now we'll talk to you all next week.
That's what's up. Way low, my brother. Any last words, man?
Yeah, appreciate everybody's advice and kiss my ass for some of y'all. But great show. I'll talk to y'all next week.
That's what's up. What's up, big dog? Any last words, man?
Man, SinCityRadio.ning.com.
Hey, y'all, come on, man. We got to get, hey, look here. Everybody complained. They complained about they couldn't use their phones. All right, we phone accessible. Hey, man, we trying to get this site jumping, man. We trying to have a little fun with it. Hey, we upgraded for y'all just so we can enjoy y'all on a regular basis. Yeah. Not only Tuesday and Wednesday, we want to enjoy y'all Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, too. So get on the site, man. Hit us up. Let us know. Get this motherfucker on and popping. And that's what's up. So until next week, y'all.
Peace.